The Departure of a Homeless Man by Du Fu, translated from Chinese by Hung Ai Bai and John Digby, read by Bill Wallach. After the end of the Anxi Rebellion, the countryside became wasted and bleak. My hometown was left with nothing to eat but mugwort and pigweed. More than 100 families used to live in this village. But during the turbulent years, people scattered and fled everywhere. Even if they were still alive, there was never any news about them. They might have died, decomposed into ashes and mud. After we suffered defeat in the battles of Yi City, I turned around and set out trampling the old roads towards my hometown. Though I walked for a long time, I saw only deserted lanes. As the sun became thinner and weaker, the air was filled with desolation and remorse. In my village, I came face to face only with foxes and raccoons. With their hair standing on end, they were wailing furiously at me. Barely anyone remained except a few old widows. Even birds were reluctant to leave the branches where they perched. Like them, I would rather remain in poverty than leave my hometown. When springtime arrived, I took my hoe and headed toward the field alone. From dawn until dusk, I hoed and irrigated the land. When the town's governor discovered I had come back, he wanted to draft me again to fight in the war. Since the battle site was close to my town, I wouldn't need to take anything with me. Fighting nearby as a single man, I would still be at home. If I was sent far, I would feel lost. Yet there was nothing left in my empty house, so it didn't make any difference whether I was staying local or sent away. For a long time, I felt guilty about my mother, chronically tormented by diseases. She passed away 5 years ago and lies buried comfortless in the valley. She gave birth to such a son as me, inept and powerless. Throughout our whole lives, we both suffered all kinds of pain. Without a place called home, what kind of life did we lead? Can we even be called citizens of this society?